morning. Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here wishing you all a happy mother effing hump day. Happy mother effing Wednesday. Man, I do feel good. I mean, I feel good every day, but it's that middle of the week shit. I don't think it has anything to do with Christmas because technically I keep forgetting that Christmas is going to be on Saturday. There's a part of me that feels like it's Friday and that Christmas Eve is going to be tomorrow. It literally feels like that. It doesn't feel like it's the 22nd. It does feel like Christmas Eve is supposed to be tomorrow. I don't know why I just blanked out for a second, but yeah. So I don't know. I think it's for me. I mean, I always celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve for the most part. So maybe that's why, but it's always way more festive on Christmas Eve rather than on Christmas Day. Christmas Day, I mean, maybe it's because I don't have kids and because I'm no longer a kid, so it doesn't have that same impact, but you know, to each their own. You know, it comes with the changing of times, I guess. Just like with birthdays, you know, I'm not the type of person that looks forward to birthdays. You know, cool, it's another year, it's nice, but I never really go out of my way to do something special on my birthday. I treat it like it's a regular day; it just happens. But again, it is what it is. But let's not even talk about that. Let's get into what we came to get into. So, of course, if you didn't already know, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh so beneficial daily dose. How many of you love yourselves? How many of you actually know what it means to love yourself, to appreciate yourself? How many of you even take the time to appreciate yourself and who you are? We tend to miss that. And just like I talked about yesterday, where you know, we tend to focus on more cons than pros in situations in terms of like the fear. When it comes to us, if we do something wrong, we tend to beat ourselves up over it. Like if we fail at something, we tend to, you know, have that self-pity and wallow in certain regret or, you know, depression or disappointment. But when we actually succeed at something, it's just that It's a momentary, very temporary celebration for ourselves. You know, we never really go out of our way to make sure that we appreciate ourselves when we do something good. We figure in most cases that when we do something good, that reward that we have is the accomplishment. And I don't think it should stop there. I don't think we should just focus on the accomplishment because, yeah, we work towards that, which means we earn that accomplishment. But what did you do for yourself to say, hey, you did a fantastic job. You deserve XYZ. You deserve to be treated for this. You know, it's the same thing like when you were younger and you got good grades and your parents would reward you in some way, shape, or form. You know, it's things like that. You have to treat it as if it's a quid pro quo. Like, yeah, you put the work in. And you got that achievement because you accomplished what you set out to achieve. That's the quid pro quo in that. You did this and you got that. But what about for you appreciating yourself, for being able to take the time to put the work in to accomplish that? You should be rewarded for that. We don't reward ourselves enough for the hard work that we put in. We only wait until we get what we set out to achieve. And I think that's a problem because I think what needs to happen, because you're not always going to succeed in everything that you do. You'll have to continue to try and try and try and try and try and then get it. Some of us get it on the first try. Some of us get it on, you know, the seventh. But the problem is, instead of us appreciating the work that we're putting in, we tend to put ourselves down when we don't accomplish what we want to accomplish. And that never feels good. devaluing yourself in that instance only hurts your chances more because it hurts your own morale. You need to be the type of person that says, you know what? We at least got this much closer to this. We at least did this much work in. So now we're this many steps away as opposed to being that many steps away. We are that much closer to our goal. We just got to put more work in. But I'm going to reward myself for what I've done up to this point. Because had I not gotten out of bed and taken the time to do X, Y, Z, had I not taken time away from the things that I wanted to do, like, you know, playing video games or watching movies here and there, I took valuable time out of my life to put in the work to accomplish something. Yeah, I didn't make it. I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish, but I'm not stopping. I at least pushed myself. Most people wouldn't. And that's the thing. Most people have trouble taking that first step. You have to reward yourself for taking the first, second, third, fourth, fifth step. These aren't participation trophies in any way, shape, or form. It's valuing the work that you put in. Because you're not rewarding yourself for the failure. That's not what I'm saying. You're rewarding yourself for the hard work that you put in, for taking the chance on yourself. Because you have to know how good it feels to continue to put that work in. Because half the time, that's the hardest part. Most people don't know how to discipline themselves to even go out to put the work in. So for you as a person who wants to go out and achieve your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, you deserve that appreciation. You deserve to reward yourself for even attempting to do something. We're not rewarding losses here. We're rewarding the effort it took to put stuff in. So that way it can encourage you to continue to push forward and do what's necessary. So I need you all to understand that. There are vast differences between this and a participation trophy. A participation trophy is given to a person who doesn't make it to say, hey, you know what? Good on you. And they just keep it there. To value a mediocre performance. No, this is to push yourself forward. You're like, you know what? I did good here. Now I am now motivated to continue to do more because I know how good it felt to get to this point. So now I need to see how much better it's going to feel to get to that higher point. It's a mindset thing. So you have to keep it as such. Because what happens when you beat yourself up for not making it? You get depressed. It becomes less of a value for you to move forward. Because then what happens is you start to think that, you know what, I didn't do it this time. What makes me think that I'm going to do it the next time? You have to be able to encourage yourself through the hardships to be able to make it and claim your trophy. So I need you to start thinking like that. It's always a mindset. If you have the mindset to get up and take that first step to put the work in, then you have the mindset to achieve what you want to achieve. You just need to push yourself into doing what's necessary to get to that point. So, with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Get out there, get after it. Don't give up. Achieve the things you want to achieve in the time frame that you need to achieve it. Well, that you're able to. You know what I mean. And until next time, salud.